Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Have you ever wondered why Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on December 25? If you have ever investigated this question, you have probably found out that there is no consensus answer. One theory is that the date was selected because it was 9 months after the March 25 Annunciation to Mary that she would become the mother of Jesus. By the early 200s AD, March 25, December 25, and January 6 were all days honored in some parts of the world as the day Christ was born. However, there is one plausible reason that was touted around the year 1200 and was widely believed by Christians in the 18th and 19th centuries. If true, the date of celebrating Christmas on December 25 goes back to the pagan Roman Emperor Aurelian. In the year 274, Aurelian designated December 25 as the annual date to honor the god Sol Invictus, or Unconquered Sun. In addition, the Roman Emperor also announced a crackdown on any other religious celebrations. However, the designation of the December 25 date by Aurelian is subject to historical controversy. The theory is that the Christians in the Roman Empire adopted December 25 as the day to celebrate Christmas, as they could pretend to be honoring Sol Invictus while they are really safely praying to the Christian God. The first Roman Emperor to profess Christianity was Constantine the Great. While still a pagan, he heavily influenced the Edict of Milan proclamation in the year 313 to declare tolerance of Christianity in the empire. Although he did not formally adopt Christianity until on his deathbed in the year 337, he had favored the religion for decades. In the year 336, the church formally designated December 25 as a day to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It is unlikely that there will ever be defining proof of what day Jesus Christ was actually born, especially with the revisions to the calendar systems that have occurred over the past 2,000 years. But now you have some idea why it might have been designated as December 25. That's it for today. Because Christmas comes on Friday this week, come back tomorrow for the next Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.